Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on public speaking, natural, fast. And now we're in track four on preparing yourself to speak. And here we're covering the four-step protocol. So if you go back to where we were in track two, you were preparing for your audience. In track three, we were focused on the principles of becoming a public speaking natural, fast. And now in track four, we're turning it back to you. How specifically do you prepare yourself to walk in and perform at your best? And here we're relying on the four-step protocol. Now, often when I roll out the four-step protocol for people, they say to me, what does that name mean? And where did that even come from? The answer is that over the years, I have built hundreds, if not thousands of tools. Most of them get discarded after a period of time, but some of them, like this four-step protocol, get used over and over and over again. And the name, I don't know where it comes from. My brain gives it a name and I go with it. I first started building this tool about 15 years ago, and it was originally a meeting tool. How specifically do you prepare yourself for a meeting? See, back then I was getting into personal development, and I'd read all these books and I had all these notes. And the thing that struck me was, how is that valuable? See, and the answer is that most personal development is not valuable. Most self-help is a complete waste of time. Just regurgitated ideas that have been said time and time again. And good sounding knowledge, but nothing you can actually do with it. And what I realized back then was like having a detailed script for your public speaking, is that even the best ideas, if you don't have them in a way that you can use them effectively, are worthless to you. So what I began to see was that I'd been accumulating lots of great knowledge. I'd even summarized it in plenty of great ways, but I needed a way to put it to work every single day. And you hear in there, this is the practices, right? And the four-step protocol came out of all of the work I was doing. When you're walking into a meeting, what do you need? How do you best prepare yourself for that meeting? And from all of my work, I could see there were all these things that were jumping out at me, but I needed to be able to put them into a protocol that you can use. So what did I see? Intent really matters. What are your goals? And that's the first step. The second step is a little bit weird. I could see, well, who are you in that meeting? See, most people would say, well, I'm just me walking into a meeting. No, you're never just you. You're some version of you. Are you the same version of you that's talking to your college friends or your parents? Are you using that voice you use with your dog or your cat? Is that the version of you? There's a version of you that's walking in to a meeting or to speak. How do you deliberately design who you need to be to drive your intent? That's step two, called the character. Step three, it was obvious that your energy, your emotional state really matters to driving your intent, doesn't it? We've been talking about this all along with public speaking. And that's step three. What state do you need to be in? Step four, are tools on. What tools do you need to be effective in driving your intent? And so where did this come from? It came from thousands of books, perhaps. Certainly thousands and thousands of hours of research in these topics and condensing them down into a very simple protocol that you can actually use to drive top performance. And as I mentioned in the first track, if you've done my Winning Every Meeting Masterclass, you've already seen this protocol. And here we're using it for public speaking because the same protocol matters, right? In this track four, we're preparing you to walk in and win your speaking. What does this require of you? And you can think of the four-step protocol akin to the way a top athlete prepares for any game. We all know that athletes have highly rigorous routines for preparing themselves for top performance, right? They don't just wake up on game day, throw on their outfit, drive down to the stadium and run out to play, do they? They have very specific procedures that they use to prepare themselves. And the four-step protocol works the same way. Like the way that a golfer prepares for every shot. There's something they're doing in their mind, isn't there? They're getting focused. They're honing in on their target. They're getting themselves into that mental state. They're taking a practice swing and saying this is who they are at the tee. And then they're bringing all their tools together for the perfect shot. And the four-step protocol is designed to work for you exactly the same way. So rather than thinking ahead to you're going to go and sit on live TV, or you're going to go do a speech, you just got to do a little bit of preparation here and there. You do what a pro would do. You have a highly consistent, repeatable process that's simple to use that prepares you for top performance. This is what the four-step protocol is about. And you're going to see it incorporates all of the low-level ideas. Just imagine the audience in their underwear. What is someone trying to get at there? Get yourself into state. Tools, you know, stand up straight and speak clearly. Right, there's so much basic advice out there. But this protocol is designed to bring together the best ideas, the best advice, into a very simple, repeatable process that you can use every single time. And of course, what we're saying is this isn't just a protocol that you use for public speaking. This is a protocol you can use for all communications. And even though it's designed to be super simple and highly teachable and highly repeatable, here we are talking about the most advanced tools to prepare yourself to speak baked into a simple protocol. And if you haven't seen it before, I'm excited to share it with you because this came together for me over many, many, many years.